This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are digging into the Rex Heuermann case as it continues to develop. Siobhan Scott, author and psychotherapist, is with us to discuss the mind of this alleged madman. I want to ask this question first. It's something I've been meaning to ask since this story broke. He's an architect. Architects usually make an okay living. I don't know what his case was, but at the very least, his home was in utter disrepair. Not exactly the home of a proud architect. What does that initially tell us, just seeing that kind of contradiction in what he does and how he holds his home life about him?
Yeah, I think we need to pay attention to all these, you know, we might look at them as more subtle signs of something being off. And yeah, that's a red flag. It doesn't all add up, because certainly he had to be making a pretty good living. And to stay or go back and return to the home he was born in, this was his mother's house. And I can see maybe somebody doing that if they wanted to remodel it and, you know, do something wonderful. But clearly, that was not his interest. So his passions were elsewhere, I guess we could say. And it is kind of a red flag of things that were off. And probably as we get to know more and more about him over time, we'll learn that there were other things that were off as well.
What does that say to us at all? You had mentioned this was the home that he was born in. This was his mother's house. And this happens quite often where a home stays in the family. Sometimes the kids move in, things like that. Yeah. Is it as innocent as that with Rex Heuermann?
It's hard to say. Yeah, it's hard to say. It would be interesting to talk with his wife at this point and get her take on all of it.
We've been seeing them not only go through the home, but it looks like they're now excavating parts of the yard and finding large pits, a room that we've now heard of being soundproof. The thing that a lot of people will go to on this is, how did no one else in this home realize what was going on or see a red flag? Or did they? But not in a sense of, we think dad or husband's off killing people, but he's just kind of eccentric. And I mean, is this something where they were probably aware of more, but they were conditioned to believe otherwise?
It's quite possible that dad is just quirky, or dad has his way of doing things, or dad keeps the room with all the guns locked for safety purposes. You know, it's almost never the case, almost never the case, that a partner or the children realize what a serial killer is doing. I have seen some things online where people are saying, oh, but the wife should have known. She must have known about all his porn and his interests. Believe me, women don't usually know about that. And passwords in the computer, it's password protected. Wives are typically not going through the computer information that their husband has stored. So it would not surprise me at all that the family thought he was a bit unusual or quirky, but they had no clue about his real dark side here, because serial killers typically keep that very walled off. Mm-hmm. They don't talk about it. You know, unlike other kinds of killers, mass killers will often leak, you know, in advance, meaning the school shooter type guys, you know, they'll even posting online sometimes, I'm going to be the next school shooter. But that's not the case with serial killers. They are very compartmentalized, and they don't let anybody know about what they're interested in.
How might have his life experiences molded him, if he is the guy? We'll just play along and assume that he is, for the argument's sake. To become someone like this, to target specifically sex workers, to treat them with, you know, such degrading levels. And a lot of people do that. Does not make it right. But he almost seemed, if in fact he did these things and killed them, what does that tell us about how he got there? Let's take a step before he was meeting up with the sex workers. What goes on in one's life to have such hate or angst against someone who does that and then solicit the services, but then want to end their lives at the same time?
Yeah, it's really about power, control, and sadism, you know, mm-hmm. and we would love to know what is the formula that creates a serial killer. Because, you know, when you look at the population at large, there aren't very many of them. Fortunately, it doesn't happen that often, although we do seem to every so often have another one that we find out about. So we'll never maybe know how many there truly are, because obviously if they're doing this in secret and very effectively, they may not ever get caught. So we don't really know. But it's hard to say, what is it about their past that could make them do this? Obviously, a lot of anger at women. Were they humiliated by women in some way in the past? Sometimes we can find that, but certainly not always. Did some of them have terrible mothers? Sometimes, but certainly not always. I don't even know if the majority of time we can say that. And you'll hear a lot of people try to come up with a theory to explain it, looking at something in their background. But it's really hard to find commonalities that are consistent among all of them. So I think on this kind of person in particular, we fall back on we need to do more research and there's a lot we don't know yet. We do know that the fantasies violent sexual fantasies typically start very early in adolescence or even sooner than that in some cases. And these are fantasies that they've had for many, many years. It's sort of like a script that they're following, and they keep killing because they're trying to find the perfect victim and have the perfect scenario that fits their fantasy. And that's why they keep repeating it.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.